Thank you for calling. One of our representatives will be with you shortly.
Good afternoon, Triangle Construction. May I help you?
Hi, is Salvador available?
He's not in the office. Would you like his voicemail?
Sure, I guess we do that.
One moment.
Thank you for calling.
Your call is now being forwarded. Please hold.
Hello?
Hi, is this Salvador?
Yes.
Hi, this is Steve with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Who?
Yeah, it sounds weird over the phone. It's the Bank of Cardiff, like Cardiff, Wales, I guess you could say.
I don't know.
That's all right, no worries. I was just trying to follow up with you on an offer I sent out to your business like 2.5 weeks ago. I'm just seeing if you had seen that come across your desk at all. It was actually just in reference to some prior financing you guys did with Wells Fargo a couple years back. Does that ring a bell at all to you?
No.
Okay. Well, you just have some strong borrowing history there. So the offer I sent was for some equipment or some capital. I know it's the fourth quarter, so a lot of the construction companies are getting a little more busy right now. And I'm really just seeing here if you guys could use, any equipment or if you guys, could use any additional funding with some capital, because I think you guys are actually pre-approved with us. So just seeing if there's anything I could do for you.
How much is the interest rate for you guys?
It depends on what you're looking to do. Are you looking for equipment or are you looking for some cash flow?
Right now, I don't have in mind, but see, we can have sources if we got a couple jobs going on. It just depends what type of program you guys have.
Okay.
Equipment, we have equipment. The only thing we try to do probably pretty soon is buy a flatbed or a truck to move it, material around.
Okay. So our two programs that we have equipment financing. So those are going to be, your traditional loan, anywhere from about 2 years to, 7 years if you wanted it, mid-single digits on the rate. And then we have the capital loans, which are, unsecured cash, so there's no collateral behind it. So those are going to be, usually used for, your cash flow. If you guys are put on net 60s, which I'm sure you might have sometimes, or net 90s or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's what those are. And those are going to be your little bit shorter terms. So, yeah, we've got both programs. I mean, is there something specifically you're looking for? Are you looking to bring on a new truck?
Yeah, we try to buy a new truck.
Oh, okay. When do you plan on trying to buy that new truck?
Pretty soon. This month, probably.
This month? Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Do you know what kind of truck that is?
Not right now, right? I know he's be something like a flatbed, like an international or Isuzu, like about, 16 footer, something like that.
Oh, nice. Right on. How many do you have? Do you have?
Hold on.
How many? Yeah.
I'm sorry. Keep going straight. You find it out. Yeah, about half a mile. Maybe in your right hand side. No problem. I'm sorry. People are asking for direction.
That's all right. No worries. Cool. All right. Is this the only international one you have, or you guys have a couple in your fleet?
No. We have a Ford F-550, and what I try to do, I got to train it in this one to a bigger one, a new one.
Oh, right on. Cool. Okay. Do you know how much this one would cost you, this flatbed?
I don't know, probably under $40,000-$50,000.
Okay. Yeah, that's something we can we could actually absolutely do. If you're looking for a flatbed, this month, because I'm sure it would make you some money, right? Would you be able to do more jobs and things like that? Sure. Okay. Well, let me see here. Was this going to be a new truck, or is it going to be like a used one?
No, new truck.
New? Perfect, man. And let's see. Okay. Do you have a vendor? Do you know where you might go shopping for it?
No. Well, I know I have an idea, but I know I have to do it, but I keep in mind. I know some couple places over here in town. he sells this type of truck. But I'm only looking online.
Okay, I gotcha.
So you almost have an idea.
Sure, okay. Yeah, so that's pretty awesome. So what we could do there is, you know, I mean, if you're interested, you know, we could definitely get you qualified, or I could get you qualified for, you know, the most amount, or at least $50,000. And then that way you can go shop around, you know, you can go to all the places around town that you've been looking for, or you can even go online, too, if you wanted to. So that's, you know, that's one really nice thing. Now, because, you know, equipment financing, you know, anywhere you go for that kind of stuff, you know, it's kind of a little bit based off your credit, just a little bit. Do you know what your credit, do you know what your credit's at?
Well, I try to buy through the company, not personal, you know, because you got to be the company.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
The company, I know we are in Gun, Spain, but I don't know, honestly.
Okay.
You know, we have a couple other truck F-150 we buy under our company name.
Sure.
But, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know how much was this going.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, because, you know, ours, you know, we would, it would go off of your business as well. Do you know what your personal is, just to, you know, give an estimate, maybe?
My personal, probably under 700.
Okay. Okay, so that's fine. Yeah, I mean, we work with, you know, creditors A to D, so that's really nice. Now, if you were to get this truck, how many more jobs do you think you'd be able to do? Do you think you'd be, you know, making a lot more money off of it, or?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. That's not related pretty much for job, because we find a job not with our truck. You know, we know in the transportation business to make it easy for us when we got to deliver some material to our job site. We
right.
only use it for ourselves. You know, sometimes we need to carry our scissor lift or some heavy equipment and we need more space. That's the reason I got to buy a truck with a big motor. Because the one we have, you know, sometimes we need more space. That's
okay.
The only reason.
Just more space, I gotcha. Yeah, actually, there's a lot of, you know, construction companies out there that they always need more space, man. Especially when you're doing, you know, you have a little space on your truck and you have to go back and pick up more equipment. Kind of delays the process. I gotcha. All right. How long have you been considering to do this?
Honestly, you know, let's know a few months ago, because I know we got a couple school in contract and we got to be needing, and plus we got another business in the side and we got to be starting to carry a lot of material to the job site. That's the reason I decided to buy a bigger truck.
Okay. I gotcha. And have you gone to
kill two birds and the thing with the same truck, you know, use it for the construction side and
Sure. Okay. Have you gone to your local bank or anything like that, or have you looked around for, you know, additional?
No. I know we have good credit and we can get it any time. You know, say go to the dealer, I can get out with the car. You know, we don't have that issue. That's the reason. And, you know, I ask you this question because you ask. Otherwise, I know you approach to the bank. Normally, when you get a I can go to see what's going on. I'm making a phone call for my bank manager, and she told me, yeah, go ahead. You know, I pull it up the paperwork. And
yeah, okay. Yeah, I gotcha.
Get it.
Yeah, that's nice. You know, that's great. You know, if you have a good relationship with your bank and stuff like that, and you know you can get it, that's really fine. We're just kind of like, you know, you don't have to give up your bank to work with us, is what I'm pretty much saying. Another nice thing, too, is... you know, we actually a relationship-based bank, too. So, you know, we want to do business with you for a long time. I'm not just trying to cold call you and be like, hey, man, can you just do one business with us and then that's it? You know, that won't keep our doors open. So, you know, we want to build a business relationship with you. So,
okay.
So that's the good thing. How's business been for you guys?
It's still pretty good. Like I said, you know, we have a couple of contracts, couple of pool in line. We okay right now, thank God.
Well, that's good, man. You have some jobs coming up here in the future?
Oh, yeah. We got three more schools.
Three more schools?
Yeah.
Dang, those are big jobs, man. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. How long do those schools usually take from start to finish?
Around 6 months.
Oh, okay. That's pretty fast.
Yeah.
All right. Are those, like, elementary schools, or are they, like, college, or what are they?
No, elementary school, middle school.
Oh, okay. Well, cool. Well, yeah, man, I mean, if you are interested, you know, I mean, I would love to help you out, man.
If that's fine, you know, I'll give you my email address, send me that information, and we started from that.
Yeah, what's a good email for you?
S-Giron.
Okay.
S-G-I-R-O-N at ccifm.com.
C-C-I-F-M?
No. P like in Thomas. C like in Charlie. I. F like in Frank. M like Manuel. .com.
Oh, okay. T-C-I-F-M.com.
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah, so what I'll do is I'll send you that information. I'll have my contact information on there. It'll have, like, just a, you know, let's just see what you get qualified for, and then, you know, send me over some, just a little bit of paperwork. It's not that much. And then,
okay.
And then we can go from there, and then I will follow up with you.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
No. Voy a mandar.
Me tiene que regalarte.
Ahorita
me regalaron para mantenerme.
Yo no estoy regalando, Paola.